Well, here's something that's going to be on between the political ads on TV, the World Series. Tomorrow, the Kansas City Royals and the San Francisco Giants meet in Game 1, and it has been 29 years since the Royals have made it to the playoffs, so there are 20-something fans who have only known losing and little kids who are growing up with a winner. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KCUR's Jeremy Bernfeld has the story.
If you need a reminder about how long the Royals went between playoff appearances, all you need is this guy.
Jay Dillman. I turned 29 on October 25th, so my claim to fame is I was actually alive for 2 days before the Royals won the World Series in 1985.
29 years. And it wasn't just that the Royals didn't make the playoffs in that time. The team was often so bad, fans couldn't see the Royals reaching the World Series ever again.
So you graduated from elementary school, middle school, high school, college. You got a job, you got married, all in the time that it took the Royals to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's you put it that way, it doesn't sound so good. Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a long time. Think back to October 27th, 1985. You were sipping a new Coke. You had a sweet side ponytail. And a little aha in your tape deck. I'm coming for your love, okay? Yep, that was the number one single when the Royals were last in the World Series.
What I do, I say, let's go Royals, and I clap.
Can you show me? Show me how you do it.
Let's go Royals.
Nice.
But with the Royals finally back in the series, everyone in Kansas City is forgetting those dark years. That's Will Duke. He's 4 and a half, he'd want me to say. He likes the swings at Loose Park and...
Dyson and Terrence Gore.
Oh, you really like the fast guys, huh?
Yeah.
That's Royals players Jerrod, Dyson, and Terrence Gore. A new generation of Royals fans only knows the team as winners. Think about that.
I have a favorite player.
Who is it?
Aoki.
You like Aoki?
Yeah.
Aoki is Royals right fielder Nori Aoki, and that's 3-year-old Emma Hutchings. She has a favorite player, a favorite mascot, Slugger, of course, and a favorite Royals outfit. She says all her classmates are wearing them to school.
For them, it's great because it's never good to follow a team that just loses and loses and loses.
That's 28-year-old Jay Dillman again.
At the same time, for people that are, you know, a little bit older, it makes us appreciate it, you know, all that much more. But yeah, I'm excited for a new generation of Royals fans, and I hope that they never have to go through a 29-year spell.
Because the last time the Royals were in the playoffs, they won the whole thing. And this year, they can once again bring the World Series trophy back to Kansas City.
Root, root for the Royals. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For Here and Now, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld in Kansas City.
You're out at the old ball game.
Yay, go Royals.
Go Royals.
All right, thanks, buddy.
And by the way, Robin, yeah. You know the song Royals, right. The Lord's song. Mm-hmm. There are two stations in San Francisco that are not going to play that because of this.
Because of the reference to Royals. Well, but you'd think the song says we will never be Royals. So you'd think they'd want
true.
To. We're not playing it either because either way we'd offend somebody.
Well, and maybe we shouldn't play any songs by They Might Be Giants either, just
go.
To be fair.
Off our playlist.
This is Here and Now.